A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For every boot that trampled in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful, from David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing, sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim his salvation day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Let the heavens rejoice and earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. Then will all the trees of the wood shout for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he comes, he comes, he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice. He will govern the peoples with his truth. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Good news and great joy to all the world. Today is born our Savior Christ the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A proclamation from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Caesar Augustus published a decree ordering a census of the whole Roman world. Quirinius was governor of Syria at the time of that first census. Each was to go to his own town to register. And so Joseph went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to David's city of Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to register with Mary, his espoused, who was with child. While they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them where travelers lodged. There were shepherds in the vicinity, keeping night watch by their flocks. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were very much afraid. The angel said to them, "You have nothing to fear, for I bring you good news for the whole world. For tonight in David's city of Bethlehem, a Savior is born to you, the Messiah and Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. In a manger you will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes." And then there was a crowd, and that was followed by a multitude of angels from heaven saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that was amazing, Deacon Leo. What a memory. I forgot my homily at the entrance of the church. When I put my mask on, I came up here and I had a heart attack almost, and I realized that, where's the homily? I've been working hard on this. So, unfortunately, it would have been very, very short if I did forget it, but I did find it, so here goes. You know, there are some experiences that are so tremendous, so awesome, that it's difficult to describe. It's hard to describe them in words. Imagine this. The Cleveland Browns win the Super Bowl. And Baker Mayfield is the MVP. A reporter comes up after the game and puts a mic in front of his face and says, "Can you describe your feelings now?" The MVP says, "It's incredible. I can't find words to describe it. It's awesome, wonderful." Then the reporter asked, "So what are you going to do?" And the MVP says, "I'm going to Disney World." And you can almost imagine and hear the ching-ching of the cash register for that commercial and for that message to the world. And I don't mean to belittle, and it's, of course, all fantasy, but wouldn't it be nice, hey, if they did win? But you'll hear so often when somebody achieves a great event, a sports person or whatever, and they say, "Well, what do you think?" They can't put it in words. it's just so tremendous. And so, like I say, I don't mean to put down or belittle them at all. Everybody finds it difficult to describe awesome moments. You know, think about yourself, possibly. Different moments in life that it's hard to describe and put in words. Maybe a parent looking into the face of their first newborn child, falling in love, viewing an awesome sunset over Lake Erie. Maybe you've gone to Severance Hall and you're listening to the Cleveland Orchestra and you're listening to Beethoven's Ninth, the Ode to Joy, or Handel's Messiah. But now I'd like you to imagine this. It's Christmas Eve, 1968, and you are in the Apollo 8 spacecraft. You have just accomplished one of the greatest scientific and technological achievements of the human race up until that time. You have gone to the moon and orbited it. You have gone to the dark side of the moon, not knowing if you would ever be able to come back. You weren't sure if it was going to go into orbit. You could have gone out into the darkness and kept on going. As you enter the dark side, you are cut off from all communication with the earth. And you feel the pain of not being connected. And you fear, will I ever come around into the light again? And after what seems to be an eternity, you come around from the dark side. And you see an awesome sight in the distance. It is the earth, shining in the darkness like a blue jewel. You see the whole earth and realize that there are billions of human beings just like you on that earth that shines in the darkness. It is Christmas Eve, 1968, and you are about to broadcast a message to the whole world. They're all tuned in to the message you're going to give. What are you going to say? How do you find the right words? You are Americans from the United States of America. And you are to broadcast a message to the whole world on Christmas Eve. What would you say? NASA and your government have left it up to you to find the right words. Remember, this is 1968. The end of a year that was filled with unrest and terrible events. You might say, hey, how about this? Christmas Eve, 2020. Oh, what a year. Certainly 2020 was a horrendous year in so many ways. Somebody said to me, you know, I never stay up on New Year's Eve to see the new year begin. But I tell you what, I'm going to stay up this year to make sure 2020 goes away. For those of us who lived through 1968, and those of you who know it from history, here is a brief sketch of that year. It began in Vietnam with the Tet Offensive. All hell broke loose. My brother Dan landed that day in Vietnam to begin his military tour. He landed in the midst of fire and bombs at Tan Son Nhut Airfield. After realizing the gravity of what happened there in Vietnam and how the generals were telling him, we're winning, we're doing okay over there, don't worry, President Lyndon Baines Johnson decided, you know what, I'm not going to run for a second term. I'm not going to do this anymore. And if you nominate me, I will not accept. And so, a young Bobby Kennedy decides that he's going to run for president, to be a candidate for president in that election year of 1968. Also, the year before in 1967 and now in 1968, Israel has just fought another war for their existence, to protect their very existence. They seized Jerusalem and the West Bank, and they're not going to let it go. Martin Luther King continues to lead the civil rights movement until he is assassinated one night in Memphis, Tennessee. Race riots break out. Bobby Kennedy wins the primary in California, and that very night, he is assassinated. The sexual revolution is in full swing. Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco becomes the epicenter of it, and the epicenter of the hippie movement. The Democratic Convention in Chicago becomes the focal point of protest about the war, race, police brutality. July 25th, 1968, Pope Paul VI publishes the encyclical entitled Humanae Vitae on human life. It's all about human life from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death, our sexuality, our family life and marriage. But it becomes known as the birth control encyclical. And there's pain and division in the church. So at the end of the year 1968, you're up there as one of the astronauts, and you're supposed to proclaim a message to the people of the earth. What do you say? Probably there were some politicians that would like you to say something about how we beat the Russians to the moon. We're the best, the greatest. We're on top. And maybe there's some scientist who might like you to say, and I'm just saying some, I don't believe this for everybody, but they might say, there's no limit to our science and technology. Who needs God? But what was the message on Christmas Eve, 1968? How did they express this awesome moment and experience? What words did they choose? What words would you have chosen at the end of that horrible year? Maybe at the end of this year. But here they are, just coming around out of the darkness and into the light, and seeing this beautiful blue jewel in the darkness, shining away. What was their message on Christmas Eve, 1968? How did they express this awesome moment and experience? For those of you who were alive, you must have felt a thrill when you heard from space a message to all people on earth. They chose the Word of God to speak to all of us. And so from the darkness of space you hear, in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw how good the light was. God then separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus evening came, and morning followed, the first day. Not a bad message to the world, huh? And if you were trying to describe the birth of our Savior, what words would you use? This awesome moment in history. How would you tell the story? The greatest story ever told. Well, St. John the Evangelist in the Gospel of the Day for Tomorrow put it this way. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was in God's presence. And the Word was God. He was present to God in the beginning. And through him all things came into being. And apart from him, nothing came to be. Whatever came to be in him found life. Life for the light of man. The light shines in the darkness. It shines on in the darkness, a darkness that did not overcome it. And then he concludes, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of an only Son coming from the Father, filled with enduring love." The Gospel of the Lord.